California Attorney General Rob Bonta said the Supreme Court reached the same conclusion as the lower courts, and he said the justices did so for good reason.
This decision is about children born in this country who are entitled to the same dignity, the same protections, and the same opportunities as every other American child. It's about families who shouldn't have to fear that their children's citizenship can be questioned or stripped through executive overreach, and it's about protecting the integrity of the Constitution itself.
Bonta said that the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is clear on the matter of birthright citizenship.
The Constitution, not any president, governs this country. And the 14th Amendment is clear. Anyone born or naturalized in the United States and subject to its jurisdiction is a citizen of the United States. That principle has been settled constitutional law for more than 150 years. It was adopted after the Civil War to ensure citizenship couldn't be denied based on race or ancestry or origin. It reflects a core promise of American democracy. If you're born here, you belong here.
New Jersey Attorney General Jennifer Davenport said states across the nation banded together to fight President Trump's executive order, which sought to override birthright citizenship rights for children born to parents in the country illegally or temporarily.
Ultimately, 23 states pressed these cases against President Trump at every level of the judiciary, obtaining nationwide injunctions and fighting for those injunctions through a SCOTUS hearing. The nationwide injunctions the AGs won prevented this egregiously unconstitutional executive order from ever taking effect. And it kept New Jersey residents and the residents of every state protected through today's enormous win at SCOTUS.
Democratic New York Congresswoman Grace Meng spoke at a news conference outside the Capitol in Washington. She said she herself was born in Queens to immigrant parents who came to the U.S. to give her a better life, and the court's decision upholds her American identity.
You may try to redefine what it means to be an American, and you will fail. We are American. We belong here. And no wannabe king will ever take that away from us.
Some of the president's Republican allies disagreed with the ruling. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke with reporters today in Washington.
Birthing tourism, they call it, you know, a trend where people would just come and you just come onto the soil and have your child, and then they're able to avail themselves of the welfare state and everything else. It's been abused. It's one of those things that was intended to serve a noble and important purpose and has been thwarted and overused and abused.
The decision comes on the final day of a Supreme Court term that is centered on Trump's efforts to expand the range of presidential power. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.